Chapter 1, Birth of the Dragon. Brooklyn, New York, 1969. The steel door creaked open, its groan echoing down the dim hallway. "Welcome," the young woman greeted with a smile. The room's soft light highlighted her dark brown skin. "Abuela is getting everything ready." Joaquin Marquez and his wife, Evelyn, stepped into the fourth floor apartment. Their expressions shifted as they noticed the crimson beads hanging from the doorway. The sight, like a bloody waterfall, made Evelyn uneasy. Joaquin's voice trembled as he spoke in Spanish. "Thank her for seeing us so soon." The girl nodded and led them into the parlor, which had been transformed into the brujas' cleaning room. It was startling to see the dark images on the walls glow eerily in the flickering candlelight. Evelyn shivered at the sight. Adjacent to the back hallway entrance stood an altar decorated with a pyramid of 7 marble statues representing the 7 African powers: Orula, Ogun, Chango, Yamaya, Oshun, Alegua, and Obatala. At the apex of this display was an onyx statue of Obatala, holding sacred symbols, an intricate tree, cowrie shells, and a staff with a coiled serpent. A vigilant rooster perched nearby, ready to guide those in need. At the girl's direction, the couple settled at a wooden table in a corner. 2 chairs were arranged on one side, while another faced the door at the opposite end. "Please sit down," she said. "She'll be here in a second. Remember, she doesn't speak English." Evelyn's childhood memories surged unexpectedly to the forefront of her mind. Her mother, Elsa, renowned among San Juan's brujas, left an indelible mark with her untimely passing when Evelyn was just 8 years old. She had buried those memories of the sorceress arts, dismissing visions and whispers from the departed as mere imagination. Except for sporadic visits to St. Vincent de Paul's, she had eliminated religion from her life. Despite this, she felt a profound longing for her mother in this solemn sanctuary. The hush of ancestral powers, long suppressed, beckoned her to embrace their secrets. The room hummed with otherworldly energy, and Evelyn felt destiny draw her back to her roots. Just days after their wedding, Joaquin contemplated strategies to ensure a lasting marriage. Bassiana was a renowned bruja from the Walt Whitman housing projects who entered the spiritual realm through various doorways. People sought her counsel on matters of love, lucky numbers, and held her tarot card skills in esteem. Evelyn, recently promoted at Sears and now representing the prestigious Yves Saint Laurent line, wondered about her newfound success before their arrival tonight. Though uncertain whether it was her diligence, work ethic, personality, or physical attributes, her height, ample bosom, and stunning face that contributed to her achievement, she dreamed of reaching the same level of success as her fashion model idols, Jean Shrimpton, Veruska, and Pat Cleveland. As grateful as she was for the discounts she received from her current employer, she was unsure if her own modeling dream would one day become a reality. Bassiana walked into the room, draped in an ivory gown, a crimson sash encircling her waist tightly. Adorned with an elaborate headdress, she exuded an aura of intrigue. Positioned in front of the couple, Bassiana arranged the tarot cards to her left. The couple's hushed glances sought solace and direction as Bassiana shut her eyes. Slowly, she reopened her eyes, focusing on Evelyn. A gentle smile filled Bassiana's lips, her gaze beaming with wisdom. Gracefully, she picked up the tarot cards, expertly shuffling them before revealing the face-up Ace of Cups. After briefly closing her eyes again, she uttered in Spanish, an emotional awakening, the start of an exciting journey filled with love and commitment. "With pride," Joaquin responded. "We got married 2 days ago." Bassiana arched an eyebrow, nodded, and revealed another card, a pentacle, another ace. Her stare lingered on the couple for several seconds. "This card symbolizes prosperity," she explained. "It could signify a raise, a promotion, or even the beginning of a career." Evelyn's smile faded as conflicting thoughts surfaced. "I got a promotion last week," she paused, doubt tinging her words. "$0.70 per hour. But I'm not sure if I'm ready for the extra responsibilities." Gently placing the cards on the table, Bassiana's brow furrowed with confusion as she tried to decipher the profound implications of the psychic revelation. "Is something wrong?" Joaquin asked, softly. Bassiana considered the cards before her. "This isn't just a path to opportunity. It's a revelation of prophecy," she explained, her voice strong with meaning. "Prophecy, does that happen a lot?" Joaquin asked. "I've been communicating with spirits since I was 7 years old." I'm 74 now, Bassiana confessed sincerely, her gaze reflecting a lifetime of interactions with the spirit realm. They've never revealed prophecy to me. Is that a good thing? Evelyn asked, a shiver of wonder coursing through her body. I don't know. Prophecy is complicated. If you'd like, we can stop, Bassiana suggested. No. Please continue, Joaquin said. A strange silence settled over the room as Bassiana unveiled the next card. Her features betrayed a flicker of fear, a slight tremor visible above her left cheek. Oloran, she exclaimed, breathless. A panic gripped Evelyn as she asked, What does that mean? It means God, Joaquin mumbled. Bassiana distanced herself from the table. You should leave. Oloran is all-powerful, and it is wise not to anger him. Evelyn suddenly remembered that the deity Bassiana spoke of differed from the God of the Bible. Her Catholic friends, who were well-versed in Brujeria teachings, believed this god to be a demon disguised as the one true God. Let's go before we allow this into our lives, Evelyn pleaded with Joaquin, her eyes welling with tears. No, we need to know what Oloran wants to tell us, Joaquin argued. He turned to Bassiana and asked, Can we change it if it's bad? I don't know, Bassiana murmured. But if you stay, you ask Oloran to speak. Therefore, you must listen to the entire prophecy. Good or bad, you cannot leave before he is done speaking. If you do, you shall be cursed. Evelyn pleaded with Joaquin to leave, but he only gripped her hand harder and told Bassiana, I would pay double. Please finish. Evelyn watched closely, taking a deep breath. Bassiana flipped the card, shocked at the Empress. Oloran has revealed the past, your marriage and financial prosperity. He now reveals the present, Bassiana, her stare fixed on Evelyn, her head tilted slightly. You are with child. Pregnant, Joaquin exclaimed. Evelyn's hand rested on her stomach. I wanted to tell you. I'm late. Joaquin sat there, a mix of emotions swirling within him, a feeling of both joy and dread. Oloran spoke of a child, their child. Bassiana turned the next card, the devil, Evelyn screamed, before bolting from her chair and out the front door. Her days are cursed, Bassiana snapped. Joaquin, burdened with guilt, understood he couldn't protect her now. He could only endure what remained of the prophecy. When Oloran concluded, Bassiana laid out three more cards, judgment, the world, and death. Suddenly, she began speaking in an unfamiliar tongue. Her granddaughter appeared from the rear room, her expression filled with astonishment as Bassiana's incantation shifted to Spanish. A demon dwells within her, she declared. He will seem human from the outside, but his essence will be dragon-like. He will unleash terror upon a people not his own, and he will thrive, for Oloran's wrath is the blood in his heart. Bassiana opened her eyes and motioned towards the front door. Keep your money and go. Joaquin returned to the apartment, finding Evelyn lying on the bed, her eyes brimming with tears. Initially, he had intended to reveal the truth, but after a moment's contemplation, he decided against it. He couldn't bear to see Evelyn stressed during her pregnancy, potentially putting their baby at risk due to Bassiana's prophecy. Instead, he fabricated a story, explaining to her that the devil card symbolized the obstacles they would soon face. But the challenges of adapting to her new job, navigating parenthood, and living in a crime-ridden neighborhood were all hurdles they could overcome together. An hour later, Evelyn seemed at ease with his explanation. Oloran blessed them with marriage, a raise, and their child. Though guilt gnawed at him, Joaquin convinced himself it was the right course of action. If Evelyn thought their child held the mind of a dragon, an idea he now deemed preposterous, it might cause her to panic and risk the child's safety. He had to protect her from that. He would protect her and their child at all costs. Within a month, the couple found routine. They were back to their usual lives, working, shopping, and spending time with friends. The only difference was the preparation for their child and the growing anxiety Joaquin felt thinking of Bassiana's words. Her days are cursed. Upon hearing the news of her pregnancy, friends and co-workers were filled with joy and eager to help. They provided her with advice, generous gifts, and made sure she was comfortable and well taken care of. Everyone was overjoyed about the baby's arrival. A month before the baby was born, a group of women through a baby shower. On November 1st, 1969, Joaquin Marquez Jr. was born.